This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine Special Forces said Monday they killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea, along with 33 other officers. VOA's Scott Walterman says it happened in last week's missile attack on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the port.
The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by Reuters News Service to confirm or deny that Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. If confirmed, Sokolov's killing would be one of Kyiv's most significant strikes on Crimea, which Russia seized and annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The storming of a North Kosovo monastery has thrown attention on persistent trouble in the ethnic Serbian-majority region 15 years after Pristina declared independence. Reuters' Angela Johnson says there are hundreds of things driving the rising tensions and unrest.
From April, an already tense situation became worse. Serbs had boycotted elections. So ethnic Albanian mayors took office in northern Kosovo, a move that sparked rebukes from the U.S. and its allies. There's also a growing dispute over license plates. Kosovo wants Serbs to switch their old ones that are from the pre-independence era. Ethnic Serb mayors, local judges, and hundreds of police officers have resigned over the looming switch. That's deepened dysfunction and lawlessness in the region.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnson, who says what Serbs in Kosovo want is an association of majority Serb municipalities with considerable autonomy. This is VOA News. The Philippine Coast Guard says it has complied with a presidential order to remove a floating barrier placed by China and this Coast Guard to prevent Filipino fishing boats from entering a lagoon in a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Philippine officials on Monday condemned the installation of the 300-meter-long barrier at the entrance of the lagoon in the Scarborough Shoal as a violation of international law and the Southeast Asian nation's sovereignty. The Philippine Coast Guard's report on Monday that it had removed the barrier underscores intensifying Philippine efforts to fight China's increasingly aggressive actions in one of the world's most hotly contested waters. Thousands of ethnic Armenians fled Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday, saying that they feared persecution and ethnic cleansing. Reuters' Rachel Graham.
Desperate to leave, people were seen loading belongings into buses and trucks at the border with Armenia after Azerbaijan brought the breakaway region to heel by force a week earlier. After crossing the border, many of the refugees arrive in the town of Goris, where they are given food and shelter at hotels. Azerbaijan said it launched the 24-hour military operation against Karabakh forces after attacks on its own citizens. President Ilham Aliyev said his army had only targeted Karabakh fighters and that civilians had been protected.
The Speaker of Canada's House of Commons on Monday apologized in Parliament for praising an individual who served in a Nazi unit during World War II. At a parliamentary meeting in Ukrainian Prime Minister Volodymyr Zelensky, Christy Kilbourne has more.
And I'm deeply sorry that I've offended many with my gesture and remarks.
That's the Speaker of Canada's House of Commons apologizing for praising an individual at a parliamentary meeting who served in a Nazi unit during World War II. On Friday, during a visit by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Speaker Anthony Rota recognized 98-year-old Yaroslav Hunka as a, quote, Ukrainian hero. Hunka served in World War II as a member of the 14th Waffen Grenadier Division of the SS. That's according to the Friends of Simon Wiesenthal Center, a Jewish human rights group that demanded an apology on Sunday.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration meets this week to consider a much-debated treatment for Lou Gehrig's disease. And the deadly neurological disease has few treatment options. Neurone, a stem cell therapy, is at the center of a years-long lobbying campaign by patients seeking access to experimental medicines. But the FDA has repeatedly rebuffed drug maker Brainstorm. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.